So my name is Paul Hurley, and my brother Michael and I and Billy and the rest of the crew grew up with Dave, and he's on his way, but I don't know if he's going to be here towards the end, so he actually sent me something to read. So if you'll pardon the use of technology, which of course would appall Dave in every way, I'm going to read you from this little small screen what my brother has written to all of you and to Dave. Dave was the best friend I never knew I had. Growing up, we saw each other often. As the years went by, less so. But like a good friend, I always relied on him for advice. He was always coming up with answers I'd never even considered. A case in point, when I was searching for a career that was about more than just making money, Dave simply said, "What would you do if money didn't matter at all?" I answered, and he said, "Good, so do that." Dave was about strength. I have, startlingly, known Dave for almost 30 years. During that time, I never saw what Dave was dealing with. I'm sorry that in all my self-centeredness, I never thought to ask, but Dave endured and worked through his illness in a way that was nothing short of remarkable. Dave was about fun. I was blessed to be part of a group of friends, Dave, Billy Mack, Pat Quinn, JB Turbity, Ted Hines, and my brother Paul, that made things fun. Whether it was him windsurfing 40 miles out to West Hampton from Point of Woods, or taking us to for a real lobster dinner up in Maine, Dave made the mundane absolutely memorable. So much so that during our this is a typo, so let me just see if I can figure out what this is. So much so that going out for a beer ended up with us doing sneaker shots. Or who can forget? this is classic. Or who can forget the summer Dave spent working as a G-man on Fire Island? For you don't know, G-man means garbage man. He somehow turned that into the most respected, admired position on Fire Island. Dave was about being smart. This meant that you had to be on your toes whenever you opened your mouth. He was full of facts and figures, some of which even were true, and never shied away of getting into a spirited discussion. Whether you agree with him or not, you always had to appreciate his passion for what he believed in. Dave was about being good. He would help people less fortunate than himself, and the only way you'd find out was when someone else would tell you about it. A case in point. He came out to Pat Quinn's house at the beach to visit while Pat was recuperating after an accident. Then he simply wouldn't leave. When Pat gave Teddy Hines $20, a mistake always, to take Dave to the train station, they came back an hour later with a case of beer. That's classic. But Dave was there for Pat, and even though Pat didn't realize it at the time, it helped. Dave is about being Dave. In an age of conformity, Dave was about being an absolute individual, regardless of what other people thought. I miss you, Dave, you smart, hard-headed, creative, good, wonderful, exasperating, diligent, true friend. We all miss you, Dave. But now he's busy making a name for himself in heaven, starting with a spirit discussion with anyone who will listen about using Mediterranean Cypress in the Ark. It was a huge mistake. Great. In closing, I'd like to read a poem by Henry Van Dyke that was read at the funeral of my Aunt Helen. Inspired and consoled me then, and I pray that it will do the same for all of you here today. I am standing on the seashore. A ship at my side spreads her white sails to the morning breeze and starts for the blue ocean. She is the object of beauty and strength, and I watch her until at length she hangs like a speck of white cloud just where the sea and the sky mingle with each other. Then someone at my side says, "There, she's gone." And I say, "Gone, where?" "Gone from our sight, that is all. She is just as large in mast and sail and spar as when she left our side. And she is just as able to bear her living weight to her destined port. Her diminished size is in us, not in her. And just at the moment when someone said, "She's gone," there are other eyes seeing her approach, and other voices taking up the glad shout, "Look, she comes." Thank you, everyone, and thank you, God, for giving us Dave. From my brother, Michael.